AircheckDownloads.com.
Love that. Tones and I and Dance Monkey at BBC Radio York. Good morning. How are you doing? Welcome to Sunday, August the 15th, 2021. It's Steve Braddon on breakfast until 10 o'clock this morning. Good to have you with us. So coming up in this hour before our special church service at 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to be hearing again the fascinating chat that Jonathan had earlier in the week with Jamie Matthews, who's an independent broadcast infrastructure consultant. Sounds like a heavy title, doesn't it? But actually, what he had to say was fascinating about the importance of transmitters like the Bilsdale transmitter that caught fire last week, of course, that caused so much disruption to so many as a result. We'll be talking more about that a little later on. Plus, we'll find out more about City's first match of the season yesterday and how it played out, both on and off the pitch. And I'll keep you across other events that you might want to go to later on today across York and North Yorkshire as well. Specifically, but not exclusively, Sheriff Hutton, Knaresborough and Sowerby, amongst others, in the guide. That's on the way before 8 o'clock this morning. Plus, our Keeping Faith series continues before 8. We're going to hear from Carol, who's been encouraged by her Jewish faith. That and more to come. And the music is as good as ever. Songs on the way from India Airy, The Weeknd, and right now, a classic from the 80s from the Bangles.
Steve Bailey.
BBC.
What an epic song, The Bangles, Eternal Flame, 11 minutes past 7, morning, how you doing? It's BBC Radio York, 15th of August, my name's Steve Bailey, good to have you company this morning. Got The Weeknd's Save Your Tears on the way for you, but first, let's go north, out of York and into the North York Moors for a moment, and we've got more on the Bilsdale transmitter. As I'm sure you know, caught fire, of course, last week as work continues right now, currently, to restore TV and radio services to many people who are still without it in North Yorkshire and Teesside. Many, of course, have had the service returned, but there are still people without those services after that huge fire at the 1,000-foot transmitter mast, which is, as I say, right in the heart of the North York Moors. The site operators, Arqiva, say literally hundreds of thousands of people now do have TV and radio signals back again, thanks to the Herculean efforts of their teams. But they do say they're still working on solutions as quickly and as safely as they can, because it's a very complex situation. So how complex? What's the deal with all these transmitters? It's another world for presenters like me and our listeners, of course. What's going on there? Well, let's find out a little more about them. Jamie Matthews is an independent broadcast infrastructure consultant, and Jonathan Cowop has been asking him a bit about the importance of transmitters like the one at Bilsdale.
There's around 80 to 90 of these what we call these main transmitter masts. So these masts.
Yeah, fascinating chat there with Jamie Matthews, courtesy of Jonathan Cowop at BBC Radio York, who is back, of course, tomorrow from 10 o'clock. But Jamie, being an independent broadcast infrastructure consultant, talking about the importance of those transmitters and, of course, that fire at the Bilsdale one that's affected so many. 7:20 now.
BBC Radio York.
The home of North Yorkshire sports.
Into the goal it goes. It was a really well-worked goal by York City. He can put the cross in now, and he's going to go into the back of the net. And scored. TV gets the try. The Knights have got the win.
York City.
Harrogate Town.
York City Knights.
Yes! It's a back corner of the net.
The home of North Yorkshire sports.
BBC Radio York.
Do like that. Very catchy, isn't it? It's The Weeknd. Save Your Tears at BBC Radio York. It's 7:25. Morning, good to have you with us. Steve Bailey for breakfast on BBC Radio York. So let's return to the football for a mo. York City season starting yesterday, of course. Complete with fans this time. But, of course, it didn't end well, did it? They lost 2-1 to Kidderminster at the LNER Community Stadium. The crowd as well was limited to 2,000 because of safety concerns. I know during the week some fans complained, didn't they, about not being able to obtain tickets. But those who did passed through the turnstiles with no major issues. So fans arriving at the ground could turn their attention to the real issue. Would this, could this be City's promotion season from National North? Would it be off to a good start?
Aircheckdownloads.com.